All right, everyone, welcome forth the Long Night. I'm here with my friends Scott, Matt, and Tom.
What's up?
Did you cut yourself?
Yeah.
The fuck?
I hurt my fingernail. I got underneath there.
God damn. Oh,
messed up the manicure?
There is no workman's comp on this job.
What? I can't file a claim?
Nope.
Nope. You're not getting making any money today.
And you're not getting a refund on your manicure. It just is what it is.
Yeah. Tough shit, buddy.
Brutal.
Suck it up, buttercup.
Yeah. Rub some dirt on it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Your generation has been coddled for too long.
You know what, though? We should have said that to Mondesi about 5 years ago, shouldn't we?
Ribs of dirt.
You just hold on to grudges, don't you? Why?
Yeah, well, how many games has he played?
I think we all know the answer to that question.
I believe it's probably still zero.
Yeah. Yeah, that's funny, though.
I'm all for it.
Like, that bag of donuts that we got is really paying out.
And we still won that trade.
And we still won it, yeah.
Stole them donuts.
That's funny.
Yeah.
All right, instead of leaving with the Royals, their record hasn't changed since our last podcast.
As in, it's still terrible.
Well, they've won two games since
they've won
last...
two games. Yeah.
Hey.
Come on now.
Yeah.
It's just...
That's where you turn the season around.
Well, one thing on the Royals real quick. I told you this yesterday, and I thought this was a funny observation. If Tampa Bay doesn't win a single game the rest of the year, they go 0 for what's left of the season, like 50-some games.
Something like that.
They go 0-50. They are still probably going to have a better record than the Royals.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because the Royals ain't making it to 60 games, 60 wins.
No.
And Tampa's already there.
That ship has sailed.
I'm hoping for 40.
Yeah. Well, you realize if...
Oh, man.
If no team in the AL East won another game, the whole division, we still probably couldn't catch any of them.
Fuck.
Probably not. I wouldn't... I mean, they're all really good teams.
The Yankees are in last place with 50 wins.
What, six games above 500 or something?
Four.
Yeah.
I wouldn't put money on it like I would with Tampa. But boy, that's
really pushing it.
To be pushing it.
Yeah, but did you see?
If we get over that, it's only going to be about a game or two.
Like 51.
Did you see what the AL Central did yesterday?
No. In regard to what?
The AL Central, every team in the AL Central scored more than 10 runs.
Oh, yeah.
Yesterday. First time it's happened since
1894 is what they said.
Yeah, many moons ago. And then my favorite, I heard Petro and Frank Bowl talking about it. And they were like, so how was that when you saw it? And
yes, I heard that too.
He just kind of rolled with it.
Yeah.
There was a lot of high-scoring games last night. They said it was the most since...
1894.
That was for the Central. The whole league, it was like 1960-something. Because there's 12 teams that scored 10 or plus runs. And that's never happened since like some time ago. So... Yeah. A lot of high scoring. Well, because his Cubs, they walloped the Nationals last night.
Yeah, they were down 3-0 and then scored 17 unanswered runs.
Yeah.
That was a blowout. And then.
So the Bears beat the Commanders.
Right?
Oh, no. The other one was. Who was the other one yesterday that was a. Big. It was a really high-scoring game. It was a football score.
You mean besides the Royals, Tigers,
the Falcons and Cardinals went at it. It was 16-13.
Oh wow!
Jeez, yeah. Wow, that is a legit.
Falcons and Cardinals.
Yeah.
The Diamondbacks and Braves. Woo. 16 to
wow.
Diamondbacks pulled it out, 16-13.
Damn.
Jeez, 16-13. Wow.
Yeah.
Mm.
That was the big joke on internet last night was that
A lot of good pitching.
The Arizona Cardinals beat the Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah, but my money would be on the Falcons in real life. Cardinals are fucking terrible.
Yeah. Well, Falcons aren't that much better, but
yeah.
It's not hard to be better than the Cardinals.
Yeah.
So, a lot of high-flying baseball last night.
And then, did anybody happen to catch this? It was really cool. For what happened with the Royals, that kid almost hit for the
score. Oh, barely. I mean, God.
I jumped up out of my chair because I was like, there's no way. I can't. What's his name?
Blanco, is that
Blanco's last name?
Darren
Blanco. He had the triple, the double, the single. He comes up to his last at bat, and everybody's kind of joking about it. So all he needs is a home run, and he's not.
Yeah,
a home run guy. Dude, he missed a home run by
inches.
Maybe 6 inches.
Inches.
I stood up going, oh my God, the last guy to hit for the cycle for the Royals. Anyone?
Is it Brett?
George Brett.
Holy shit.
That one, like 90?
Three.
Yeah.
90, Toronto, wasn't it?
Yep.
Yep.
Fuck. Wow.
Like, yep. Oh my God, and he just barely missed it. Like, damn.
Yeah, because when I...
And then 10 years from everyone would have been like, who was the last
George
right.
Brett?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Totally forgot Blanco. It was like, I don't know.
Yeah.
And the crazy Blanco part is they needed about. Every goddamn one of them hits.
Oh, goddamn.
They needed every bit of that performance.
We went from not wanting to lead off the Royals, but here we go.
I know.
We're gluttons for punishment on this show.
All right, well, let's change the subject real quick because...
No, one more thing.
It's an interesting topic.
A factoid about the Royals. In winning streak in...
They're what?
We are in last place for winning streak in the whole league.
We have those
two games.
Oh, we only
shortest,
have two. Yeah, the shortest winning
shortest
streak.
Shortest winning streak.
We haven't won more than two games all fucking year.
In a row.
We haven't won. The fuck?
Oops. My brain
just broke.
I think I hit a nerve cord there.
Oh, my God.
And two games in a row really isn't a winning streak. That's
no, it's not.
Back. Winning streak is three games.
Two. We're at two.
Oh.
Yeah, that's not a winning streak. A winning streak is three games.
That is appalling.
Two games is just back to back.
That is disgusting.
Two in a row. It is not a streak.
I thought you were going to get up and leave.
I did too.
I thought I was going to have to go down to your bathroom and puke. That is disgusting.
Well, I didn't use it before you got here, so it's safe.
We were at two last week, and that really hasn't changed much, obviously.
Oh, my.
Hey, we got one.
Arguing God.
If we win... Tonight
we can match the best we've done all year.
Fucking terrible.
And then we're like, what did I tell you yesterday? Tied for third with longest losing streak. I think we're tied for third. Because first, second is 11. We have 10.
Yeah.
And then there's like three teams that are tied with us for third place.
Okay.
I figured you would have known that, Tom, but...
No, I did not.
Clearly not. Look at him.
I mean, it takes a lot to...
Wow.
Don't get me wrong. The A's winning streak is seven games, but...
I'm just trying to
think. They also have the longest losing streak also, so...
I'm just trying to think if they've even gone as far as, like, three out of four wins. Like, lose, win. I don't think they've even done that.
Well, isn't the last time they won a series was in May?
Well, all you need is two wins.
That's what I mean, though. Even.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, let's start with series wins.
Sure, yeah.
Because that's about what it takes.
Would you give them the split?
Because
they split with the Rays in four.
Sure.
And that was...
That was a moral victory of a series.
That was just before the All-Star break.
It was a series moral victory.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But outside of that...
Man, that's disturbing.
I'm trying to think. think when they even could have said that they won 3 out of 4. If it was, if they did, it was in May.
Yeah.
Or April or something.
It's been a long time ago.
In a galaxy far,
yeah.
Far
so,
away. And that's why when Tom was like, well, they're looking at the rest of the season as.
Yes,
like,
here they won 3 of 4.
Well, like, and well, that, they've been doing that for
well,
a while.
I'm, so. This is where we're going. This is what I. That's really why I'm watching.
No, that's wrong.
To see players' improvement.
Yeah, I want
to
see Bobby Witt Jr. Is he getting better? Is he getting worse? Is he staying the same? I want to see Brady Singer. Is he getting better? Is he getting worse? Is he staying the same?
Right.
The you know that kind of stuff. I really don't care whether they win or
lose. Waters.
Yeah. Fermin is
hitting like .286.
He is. He's a good little ball player.
Well, so, Witt in July is doing really good. It's just can he keep it up in August?
Exactly.
Right. And yes.
Because that's been his biggest problem.
The approach to the season now is more like preseason football.
It is.
It's more about the players' performances than the end results. We want to see those guys do well. Like the other night, Lyles pitched well. We lost, but he may have actually made himself tradable. Whereas last night we went 11-10, and Scott Barlow went out and took a giant shit on the mound in the ninth to make it a 1-run game and made himself potentially untradeable.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it sucks.
It's all big picture from here. So.
It is, and that's, you know, whenever you got to deal with a team that's that bad.
It sucks.
It does. But you know what? I think it's still more enjoyable to if you're doing it the way we're talking about, where you're like, I just want to watch this guy.
Mm-hmm. Well, it at least gives you something to watch. Yeah.
Over football. I mean, football, who are you going to just... I just want to watch this one guy to see if he's any good. You're just watching horrible football.
Over like USFL and XFL. And
yeah,
stuff.
maybe if you have, you know, like a rookie quarterback.
Yeah,
I'm trying to think of the equivalent. It's like, hi, y'all.
Getting hacked all over the place, dude.
That's what you get for sending us all that weird shit. Okay, yeah, my team is 2-10, but we just drafted this quarterback.
Oh.
You know,
I'm tracking you now.
I want to see if there's improvement from this guy.
Yeah.
If you've got a Russell Wilson as your quarterback and you're 2-10, what are you looking at?
Yeah.
Bad team.
What are you watching?
The Broncos.
But seriously, what do you? I mean, this rookie running back.
Yeah, tight end or something.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, you're not going to be watching tight ends or wide receivers because they're getting the ball.
Yeah.
You know, so at least with baseball, at least it's more of an individual sport to where it's like, okay, Bobby Witt, I don't care if you hit a solo home run because I don't care about what the end result is here, but hit a solo home run.
Yeah.
Show me that you can fucking hit the bucket ball.
And he has been playing better.
And he has been
playing better.
So, if you want to make an upside to anything, there it is.
Yeah. Which leads us to our of trading.
Yes.
What do you do with
deadline.
Otani?
Okay. If you're the...
First of all, I will say I'm glad I don't have to make this fucking decision.
No, yeah.
Because you're... I trade him, and then I try to play the middle, which isn't going to work.
How do you...
But, no, I tell him I'm trading you, and then I want to re-sign you at the end of the year so I can get all I can get for you and then get you... It's like having your cake and eating it, too.
He's... I mean, he could win MVP and Cy Young.
You're not wrong. But
and you're gonna trade him?
I gotta give you an answer. That's where my answer would be.
Who's he gonna win the Cy Young and MVP with?
Well,
you know
exactly. But
so
how would you? Do you know how to work that new watch,
Matt? How about we shut that off?
Why? Might FBI will think we're hilarious. Because you're going to suck next year. You're going to let him walk and not get anything for him? Look, I don't think there's a right or wrong answer, and I'm just grateful I don't have to make the decision. Amen and I'm that. Glad I'm not an Angels fan, so I don't have to live with the decision.
No, I do believe that there's a right and wrong answer.
I believe there's,
But...
so, worry about the show.
Good Lord. But the answer is not an easy one.
So what's the answer?
Roger and I talked about this a little bit last night. Roger...
A lot of quantifying here.
Yeah.
He's stammering.
Answer the question, Senator.
Here's my thing, and I'll let you respond to this, Roger.
Yeah.
I don't think Roger is looking at this through the ownership's lens and how impactful Ohtani kind of is and what the ramifications are of getting rid of him and what your fan base is going to think of you by doing it. But at the end of the day, he's right. I just think he's got a little more gusto with the trading, as opposed
he doesn't have to be the one that does it.
As opposed to me, you know, I'm like trading.
But I think you're going to be forced to trade him, though.
What could they get for him?
You're going to be forced to because the problem is now is you may not get much for him though because teams know he's probably going to leave. So, and if the Angels aren't doing it with him, and the only teams that really can afford him are starting to fall out of the race, I mean...
Dodgers...
Okay, he's not going to win this.
Trying to think...
Your point's well taken.
The teams that are can't afford
him. And whether he doesn't win this,
the teams that can afford
him CTV when he pitches.
Won't care now. Because it's not going to cost them
$5 ERA, $112.
You know, $350 million this year.
It's true.
You can rent him out. Tampa Bay could probably pull something out.
Yeah,
and have if they wanted to, they're not going to.
No.
The Braves, they could probably pull something out to have him for at least the rest of this year. I'm trying to think who else.
You don't know. Here's the thing, though.
The Rangers. I bet the Rangers would. Or Houston. I bet one of those two teams would try it.
But I think the problem with those teams is you're going to give up something in the future. And a lot of those teams have built some good pipeline for the future. And I don't think they're going to be willing to just give it up for a rental guy.
No,
I will look at that.
I see him staying in the same town.
I will look at it the other way, though. I'm sorry.
Dodgers, yeah.
Most of the time we're at the trade deadline and we're talking about somebody, you're not talking about generational talent. You're just talking about a good ball player. I got to be honest with you. If you're the Angels and the Yankees offer you their 1, 2, and 3 prospect for him,
you trade him.
I think he's worth more than that.
He probably is.
Because he's Ohtani.
Yes, but he's a rental right now.
I get it, but that's where I think this trade gets complicated.
Can MLB do sign-in trades like the NBA does?
That's where I think this gets complicated. Because we're used to the rental guy not being this good. I'm sorry. Right. I mean, it's a good ball player, but this is so unprecedented because it's like fucking Babe Ruth available at the trade deadline, and your 1, 2, and 3 prospect for your given organization, I don't know, may not be worth him.
Well, I know he's not going to the Dodgers because the Dodgers already said they don't want him.
No, really.
Yeah, okay.
I just saw another headline talking otherwise.
I don't buy that.
That could be like NFL draft stuff. It's like, Patrick Mahomes guy, he's all
right. But I think the Angels have a high asking price.
Well, yeah.
And it's going to come down.
That's
why the Dodgers are telling them that.
I think you might have hit on something a little bit, Matt, that I hadn't thought about. All of you guys did a little bit on this. What team has not won a World Series in a long time? Wouldn't that probably be the
team that's most desperate? That's,
yeah.
Well, that's where I think you're right about the Rangers.
I mean, if you're,
the Rangers.
If you're the Dodgers, do you want to trade your whole entire farm system?
No, because you're good already.
Because you just won the fucking World Series.
And you're,
that's a good point.
And
the Astros aren't
real
either.
Good point.
And the Astros aren't.
And that's where. And that's where.
If the Royals were in this position,
they'd be all over it.
We're seriously looking at.
And that's where, like, I think the Yankees, because they've got the prospects, but that's where I could see Tampa and Texas jumping in, because what's the one thing we've all kind of universally agreed on about Tampa? They build this great team, but they run out of horses in the postseason.
Yeah.
They go up against that's where the talent level between the Dodgers and the Rays,
now,
the Astros and the Rays comes in. So this would be that move. And then the Rangers, fuck, they were one out away from winning one.
Yeah.
Few, you know, it's been real quickly, it's been 10 years now or longer. But so why would you not try?
13, yeah.
Why would you not try?
Now, one thing we haven't talked about, though, and I don't know, how old is Ohtani, do you know?
No.
28.
29. He's 29. So he's approaching, you know, that 30 mark, which isn't as big of a deal in baseball as it is in, say, football, it seems like. But
you know he's going to fall off being a two-way player, though, too.
Right, and he's going to have to go probably just pick one way, which I would say hit right now, considering he's got 35 home runs and 76 RBIs. It's July. So, yeah.
But if Ohtani does turn out to be something similar to Ichiro, who had one hell of a long career.
Yeah. Oh, he could.
And was still pretty good when he retired.
Yeah,
not as good.
Ichiro,
but he was,
by the time he retired, but he's very much a shell of himself.
So
Yeah,
but that's how long it took.
He's just trying to get to like 3,000.
Yeah, that's how long it took, though.
Yeah. But, hell, I mean, if that's the case, he's got another 10 years to go.
And at your...
But the problem with Ohtani is, boy, I think the Angels just have to trade him. Is he's not going to stay with the Angels, because look at the little success he's had there.
Yep.
And he said he wants success.
And that's where
he's
that,
not coming.
And that's where my answer that I know wouldn't happen comes in, where I would tell him, look, I want you back, but in order to help you win here, I'm going to deal you now as a rental, and I'm going to take the top three prospect for the Yankees so that when we sign you back, we're better.
He's not coming back.
But
no.
And he might not.
They have two generational talents, and they haven't been able to win.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah,
that's like the Chiefs not winning anything with Mahomes and Kelce.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a great example, because that's how many years we're into this now. They've had Trout forever, and then they've had two of them together for what, 3-4 years now.
They had Pujols before.
And Pujols was on the roster with Trout in 14.
Yeah, and they had Ohtani, what did I say, since 17 or 18?
I think 19 was his first year.
No, it was before that, I thought.
It was 19.
Research department is on it.
I'm pretty sure he's been there since. I can't remember if it was 17.
18.
Or 18.
18, okay.
18.
Because I thought it was, a 4-year, 5-year, whatever it was when he first. I'll say this much for him, though, like going back to the age thing. I thought he was great when he started, you know, and I'm like, oh, let's just see if he can keep it. Oh, and he has.
Yeah.
You know, because he's been great since day one. And, you know, the cynic in me is kind of like, well, but can he keep it going? No, he absolutely
is. But I think missing the playoffs is going to start wearing on him. He's going to finally look at the Angels and go, whether you guys make it or not.
But again, that's where, in my response, it would have to be the Angels demonstrating a commitment that they're going to try to fix that. Now, whether Ohtani believes them or not, that's up to Ohtani.
But
you know, we talked about it with Sherman here. It's like, show me something. Right now, they've not shown him anything because they didn't do anything to add, right? And so I would understand if he doesn't believe him that he's not.
I would give anything to be able to talk to somebody that is a true Angels fan.
Oh, to know what they think. Just go,
what does this fan base think?
Are there
true
Angels fans?
I don't think.
Well, there has to be.
Define true.
There might be three or four.
They're usually in the top 10 of attendance, so.
Yeah, but
there are a lot of other reasons for that.
Yeah.
I know, but you still don't fill a stadium that much just
they do when Ohtani's there, which goes back to one of the reasons why
actually, we looked yesterday.
Yeah, he did look this up.
No. The answer is no.
Really?
Over the last 2 years has been their worst attendance.
Really?
Hmm. But it's still top 10.
It's pretty good.
Not this.
This year is not, but
last
prior
year
to
wasn't.
That. Was last year?
Yeah.
Was that last year the 11 or 13 or something?
Something like that.
And then this year it's not.
It's
11.
It's like
11. I think
11,
it's 11.
Yeah. But prior to that, they were like 7, 6. But the last couple of years it hasn't been. Part of that is for a lot of reasons. So there's not as many people living in L.A.
Well, it's frustrating.
Yeah.
To go and watch
your
some of the best
generational.
Could you guys imagine going to Arrowhead every Sunday and just watching Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce killing it?
And still lose.
And then still
lose. Not make the playoffs.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is the equivalent. That's a great example.
I mean, where you're just like,
the fuck?
How the fuck does this happen?
Because that's not a reach. Because by the time both those guys hang it up, they're going to be considered two of the best individual players
ever.
They're
generational talents at their
and position. That's what Mike Trout and Shohei Ohtani both are.
Yeah.
And
although over the past couple of years, Trout has been hurt a lot.
Yeah, but I give you that. But he's still...
Okay, so they had 3 years with the two of them healthy and still didn't do dick.
Over the course of the past 10, 12 years, they've had Pujols, Trout, Ohtani. That combination. I mean, they all didn't play together, but
yeah.
Over the past 12 years, they've had two of the best players in baseball.
The other thing that this highlights is the debate we've had on this podcast a lot is it just shows that baseball is not football and one guy can do it for you.
Yeah.
I mean, it really highlights that issue that You've got to have a roster.
And to make this even worse, if there was one guy in baseball that could, it is Ohtani.
He's
because
the only
he
one.
Could pitch and hit.
He is literally the only one.
You would think.
Yeah.
He is literally the only guy.
Because
he pitches so good. Scott and I always, when we bitched about things with the Royals, one of the things the Royals have not had much in our lifetime is a bona fide ace. That guy that can stop the bleeding, you will never lose more than 4 games in a row. Because when you get to the 5th game, you're winning. Because so-and-so's on the mound.
Right.
That's why the Braves were so good back in the 90s. Because they had 3 aces.
Yes, they did.
In their rotation. They only had 2 guys that weren't studs starting. So he is the one guy. You know, we talked about that. Would you start a franchise from scratch with a stud position player or pitcher? You cheat and you take Ohtani and you get both.
Yes.
Because...
Yeah, I mean, well, that is cheating.
It's cheating. Because he's literally the only guy. Because when Scott and I talked about this the other day, it's like... Aaron Judge is a good ball player.
Mm-hmm.
But he's a one-trick fucking pony. And I'm not going to give you my entire farm system for him as a rental. But Ohtani...
Doesn't help the Yankees much.
No. But Ohtani... Fuck,
they'd be winning the Central. They're in last in the East.
They'd damn near be winning every division in baseball.
Except the one they're in.
Except for the one they're in.
So yeah, but still, the Yankees are in last place. That's all that matters.
But
yeah.
It's not far off.
Yeah,
I don't envy... I would love to know what a real Angels fan feels, but I don't envy the owner, and whatever he decides to do, I don't know how critical you can be of him either.
Oh, I mean, you're very critical of him.
So
I don't care what
winning.
He does.
Yeah.
You still are very critical of him.
He can't win.
Because what are you doing? What are you fucking doing?
Actually, the
how can you not win?
How can you not win?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How can you not at least be a wild card team?
No shit.
Let's not even go too exaggerated in
division. You're right. I'm just.
I mean, just be a how are team. You? They're 48-48 right now as we're talking.
Okay. Yeah, they're 500.
How many games back in the
In the West, 9.5 behind Texas.
Fuck.
What about in the wild
Texas
card?
Texas was second to last where I'm going. 2 years ago.
And wild card, they are 5 games back.
Now, see, that's close enough. I'm not sure I'm willing to do away with Ohtani yet.
I would do away. You haven't gained much ground, and you've been losing it ever since. June 1st.
You're not wrong.
The Royals are 25 games out of
wild. So you're saying there's a chance.
No, I did not say that.
Trade Ohtani. Like
we're going to trade for Ohtani. We could trade our entire farm system and not have enough equity to get Ohtani.
The problem, though, with the Angels is that even though they're 5 games out of the wild card, there are a lot of teams right in there with you that are going to really be pushing for a spot.
Well, I agree.
Because you got the Mariners right with you at the same. Mm-hmm. The Guardians are just a game back. And you're behind the Red Sox and Yankees. And the Yankees are really trying to chase to get that final wild card spot. So, and the problem is the deadline's coming up. And you're just going to have to make a decision. Yep. Of, are you going to...
Well, that's the hardest part.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Because that's the part that I say you just trade him because
and he is
you're at a loss with this season.
I think you have to.
Well, because if you're out in the wild card today, you might as well give up.
Isn't he almost one of those rare exceptions where how do you gauge what is enough in that trade?
Any trade, how do you gauge what's enough?
If you're trading
Aroldis Chapman.
Aroldis Chapman. Yeah. I mean, yeah. Let's get a couple players for it. You know what? Whatever of single A guy, triple A guy. I don't know. Whatever. You're getting rid of the greatest baseball player that may have ever lived. How do you recoup your losses off of that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What is enough?
That's the $1 million question.
And as a team,
or $65 million,
and as a team that is interested in him, what's too much?
Yeah,
I think
this is it. He's almost terrible for baseball.
That's what I was going to say. I was going to make an analogy. You guys know how I always talk about how football teams are too expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Certain MLB players are becoming too expensive.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
And he's one of them.
Yeah. Yeah. No question.
A lot.
Because
of
his contract's also next year going to demand probably $500 million.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of teams that aren't going to be wanting to sign him.
Who's the best baseball player in baseball outside of Ohtani?
Right now.
Just in your opinion. You just
Braves,
throw a name Acuna. Out there. Acuna.
Probably Acuna okay. or.
All right, what's he worth from a monetary standpoint as far as what he makes a year? What would you...
Acuna? Yeah. Probably about 35.
Okay.
That's kind of where I'd be at with him, too.
Okay. So then Ohtani would be worth 60?
40, 70?
He's 45.
I'd say 45-50.
He's 45-50.
He does two things.
Yeah, but he's but let's be honest. At 29, he's not going to keep that up.
And then I made the joke he could win MVP and Cy Young.
I don't think it's that funny.
Well, this year he's not. He's like 7-3 with a 3.50 ERA and a 1.17 WHIP. So it's
he
would have
been
like
the starting
great.
All-star pitcher if he wasn't a little boogered up a little bit.
Yeah,
he still got invited. He chose not to either.
Yeah, but
he got invited and he played. He just chose not to be the starting pitcher because he was a little.
Yeah,
he's a little dinged up.
But he's not going to be able to keep doing both. He's just not. But he's. God dang. Yeah, I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shit.
All right.
But I think that's why his offseason is going to be interesting, because I think there's going to be a lot of teams that stray away from him that can't afford him.
He's another perfect example, in my opinion, of why baseball needs a cap and a floor.
Yeah.
It's unlimited.
You can pay him. Wasting your breath it's talking unlimited. About that. The Players Association.
I get it, but what's too much? What's too much?
Yep. Whatever anybody's willing to pay for. That's what too much is.
And he makes it... The other part of it that'll be interesting, too, is that...
We'll see
if he's like... He's made a point to talk about wanting to go for a winner, right?
Yeah. Yep.
But if some loser throws $57 million dollars a year at him...
You gonna do
does
it?
Does he go? Does he go?
DeAndre Hopkins said the same thing.
Exactly.
He went to the Titans, so...
We'll talk about that.
But that's exactly my point.
We got some good points on that.
Because
let's just use baseball players, and there's been a lot of guys that say that, and they go to shit teams and don't ever do anything.
Yep. And so, and that's where like the and that's what makes the this whole issue with whether you trade him or not comes in, is because he's publicly said he wants to win. Okay. Which is why that criticism that you're talking about with the owner comes in, because what have you not done to add just a couple of pieces here to, you know, you shouldn't be in the running for a wild card. You should be the one up 9 games in the West.
And that's why I would trade him, because he's not coming back to the Angels, is my whole point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you can't keep him, then you might as well trade him.
I mean, and honestly, I think that's what it's got to come down to for their leadership is, do we think we have a chance to keep him? Nope. Mm-hmm. All right.
Then you have to.
Phone, yeah. Give me a call. Tell me what you got.
Yeah.
So
it's the right answer, but boy.
I'm sure if I go back and look.
And I know what your point was, like, okay, you're going to see the owner lens, you're going to see attendance drop and everything, but it's right. But at the same point, it doesn't matter, because your attendance is dropping anyways, and you're not making the playoffs, so you're not extending your season.
No.
To get more revenue anyways.
Here's the other part that's tough, and it's still the right answer. Trading.
Yeah.
It's still... They're only 5 games out of the wild card.
Yeah, but again...
They're not 15, they're 5.
But you're tied with a bunch of other teams, though.
But you have Ohtani and Trout.
Yeah, you don't have
But if you get rid of Ohtani...
And it's old.
But Trout's not coming back. You don't have Trout. He's not coming back.
I'm sorry.
Ohtani's all you got.
Trout's done for the year.
If Mike Trout was still on this team, you are absolutely correct.
I forgot about him.
But he is literally the only guy you have.
You've got to fucking trade him.
You're right. If they're tied and they have Mike Trout, you don't.
The more we talk about this, the more I'm just like, you gotta trade him. I don't see how you don't.
Cut the ties.
You've got to. I mean, it's just, you rip that Band-Aid off, and yeah, we're not winning shit.
Because Trout would only come back if they made the playoffs.
Okay.
Right? Am I right?
Yeah, and even then.
I know. They got to make you pass the wild card.
Even then, it's baseball. He's not going to come right back.
Baseball's such a rhythm sport. That's why they play so many games.
He's not going to. This isn't Mahomes sitting out a couple weeks and coming back in, you know, no. It's
well, then you got to look at some of the contenders then, this is what we've decided.
I hope it's the Rays, because the Rays generally have the farm system.
San Diego?
I would rather it be the Rays. It might be San Diego, but
San Diego's
they've already kind of said they're going to
I sell. Hope it's the Rays.
Arizona? No. They're in second place.
They don't have any money, though.
Yeah, but it's a rental.
You don't need...
They just got to pay.
Talking about the rental.
I know, but...
It's the rental.
But if you don't have any money, though...
It ain't about the money. It's about your farm system. What can you send the Angels?
Yeah,
I realize that.
It ain't got
nothing
to do with money. Whoever signs him next year has got to worry about the money.
I know, but look what you're going to give up, though, in the future if you don't have any money, though.
But if you are the Rays, and you have been...
No, I'm not talking about the Rays. I'm talking about...
But if I think it's the Rays. Because if that's my team that I would want to do it, because you have been so close for 10 years on this run. And then even prior to that, you had a run before. You've not won the World Series because you always don't have that guy. Jump in and get it.
Are we going to do picks?
How about this one? This would be the holy fuck. The Reds. With De La Cruz on your team, who is the next holy shit greatest player ever?
If you've got those two guys, if you got the horses to trade,
woo! That would be
the only reason.
That'd be some crazy shit. They're in first place,
but I don't think they will.
They've already kind of depleted their farm system, so I don't know if they got much to give because
their farm system's up. Because
they had to bring up another guy.
They're all up.
Yeah, they had to bring
up another guy. But you can trade them too, but then that's counterproductive to bringing Ohtani in for a playoff run.
Because if I was the Reds.
I could see the Rangers doing it.
Rangers would be.
I could see the same. Rangers would be the same reason for the Rays. I think somebody said this earlier, who's not won a World Series?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those are two franchises that have never won, and the Rangers have been around a lot longer than the Rays.
Right.
So I could see the Rangers, but the Rangers are also very similar to what Roger's talking about. Most of their younger guys are up. That's a relatively young roster that are up. So I don't know
what they have.
And that's baseball's hard because I don't know what all these teams' farm systems. But those are the two teams that make sense to me because they're so close.
19.
Okay, so
here's what I mean by cash, though, because some of these teams may have to.
But if you're just
give a little cash,
but this would literally just be doing all in. I don't fucking care. I want to try to win a World Series.
But we've seen cash consideration trades, though.
Well, yeah, I'm looking at an article here on Sports Illustrated from today, talking about five Ohtani trade proposals that could catch their Angels' attention. The one thing I wanted to bring up out of this that caught my eye right away, Fangraphs rates their playoff odds at 11%.
The Angels? Okay.
So
that's not good.
Yeah. So that would be
the days go on, it hasn't gotten better.
Right.
That
so,
is correct.
So I would say that would have to play a big.
And you have to
which live. They have another week or so to kind of.
The first one they mention is Dodgers.
Just telling you what the Dodgers said.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, but Dodgers can also be playing poker.
Yeah.
I don't think the Angels would trade.
Yeah, but those are city. I call it Captain Obvious on those two.
Orioles.
Not Captain Obvious.
But here's my. I would argue the same thing. Most of their farm system's up.
What are they kind of proposing?
Seem like offers. Like the Orioles is their number two prospect, which is the number 14 prospect in all of baseball. Their number four prospect, which is the number 36 prospect in all of baseball.
Hear that, John Sherman? The Orioles are better at this than you.
Number 11.
Why does it look like there's prospect. Chinese writing there?
Well, it's Ohtani.
Oh, I see. It's
that's Japanese. God damn.
Fuck. Relations just went downhill.
Jesus Christ.
Leave that one alone.
Phillies?
Phillies.
They're crazy enough to do it.
They are crazy enough to do that. Yeah.
But I don't know what they're... Does it say about their farm system?
And then the Rays.
Okay.
Really? They do have the Rays in there.
They have the Rays in here too.
Because I would be surprised if the Rays came.
It would be counter to everything they've ever done.
It would not be on brand for them. It would be on brand for the Phillies, but it would not be on brand for.
And that's why
for the Rays,
I'm hoping it's the Rays. For that reason, it's so different.
Yeah.
It would, and I'm not a Rays fan, so fuck it, right? But I would love to see them.
Well, you're like an underground.
Yeah, I would love for them to go into the playoffs with Ohtani.
That would be fun.
And a Rosarena.
Talk about dumping him in a lineup letting him pitch. You know, that could be fun.
Bring it.
Yeah.
And then they go to the World Series, play the Braves.
I'm all for that.
Now the Orioles is interesting though because
yeah,
and here's the thing too. when you're the Angels and you're evaluating, it's pretty clear the Orioles have done a pretty goddamn good job of identifying talent.
Very much so.
So it's like, well, I don't want to give him up, but everybody says this guy is the number four prospect in all of baseball.
Well, and yeah, and
that you'd have 5 years of control over
in this
and
article,
a chance to win a World Series that you haven't done since 82?
'82, I think.
So the Orioles, it talks about here that the they have the farm system to do it. Baltimore has 8 players in MLB Pipeline's top 100 prospects.
See, that would do it. You could probably work something out.
So this is like 6 players, and they have the Orioles getting Ohtani and Hunter Renfroe, who's
for a playoff run,
who's still in the league, surprisingly.
What did the Phillies have?
Phillies. Let me scroll back to
that's an interesting one, too. That's
Because I think we all have the same reaction, like, oh, kind of forgot about them, but I could see them doing it,
too.
I could see the Phillies.
What's
doing
their
it.
Record right now, I wonder?
They're like 500. They're in the last wild card spot.
And they're getting Bryce Harper back this week.
52-42.
And they're getting,
who are they giving up?
Let's see here. Their second baseman, Bryson Stott, pitcher who's their number two prospect, number 42 overall.
Well, who's that?
Mick Abel.
Okay.
An outfielder, Rincones Jr., their number 7 prospect. Another right-hand pitcher, Alex McFarland, their number 8 prospect. And a catcher, Ricardo Perez, their number 15 prospect.
Now, what that's interesting is the positions. You're fixing your entire lineup in that trade because you're getting a little bit of everything. If that...
Well, because the Phillies just announced their number 1 prospect is out with Tommy John.
Yes, and that's actually mentioned in here as part of their motivation.
Andrew Painter.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Because he's going to be out
That's
for,
an interesting one.
Because he's out for all of 2024, they think, too. So.
And can you imagine Schwarber, Harper, and Ohtani as 3 in a row you got to get through?
Schwarber,
Harper, and Ohtani that you got to get through?
That's... Yeah.
Probably your 3-4-5, 2-3-4, depending on how they're doing it.
Because they're...
Fuck, man.
Well, 1-2-3 if
Schwarber's the leadoff guy.
Shit.
Because they're 10 games above 500.
Oh, my God.
And they're in the last wild card as of today. Wow. Fighting off the
I'm
Marlins.
Sitting here looking at this going, how did we not
in the
think
Reds.
Of this?
They're fighting off the Marlins and the Reds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because the Reds aren't in the wild card yet.
Man, imagine them getting him back... Place.
Brewers, I think, are in first place.
Oh, Brewers are in first place.
How are they good?
Because they've been fighting.
Wait till tomorrow. Yeah. It could be the Reds.
The Reds are 2.5 games out of first
from
the Brewers.
Brewers have 0 chance on that one.
No, they're not.
With Ohtani.
No. Phillies, that's interesting.
It is interesting.
It's just whether or not those, like when on paper, the Orioles, if I were the Angels, that would be the one I would want to do.
Well, but, another one that's interesting that you just brought up that I didn't realize. Where's the Marlins maybe in this?
I don't know enough about the Marlins, except that when I look at their roster, I don't know who any of their guys are.
I don't either,
so
but they don't give a fuck
about
people.
But my guess is it's because they're all up.
Yeah.
Like, their best players are all up.
Especially since this new ownership kind of regime.
Yeah, I don't...
What about the
they got rid of Derek Jeter?
Yeah.
I think the Mets owner is so mad.
He's so fucking mad.
He wouldn't do it.
No.
He was already threatening to trade everyone away. He's so pissed off. And
all he'd be left with is Ohtani.
Yeah, and the Braves
he's about to have a quarter.
The Braves are running away. The Braves are running away with that division. And the Phillies are going to fend off anyone else from getting to second base.
Now, ESPN does give Arizona a
slight nod,
a actual fighting chance.
If they've got the horses to deal, I just don't know whether or not.
I just don't think they do.
Yeah,
because they just lost their TV contract too.
Good God!
God, we're back on that.
And I just think that...
Oh, we've been on it all year. So.
I know. I'm looking at this just as you want Ohtani to win the World Series. And that's why, like, I was thinking Rays, Rangers. But then when you do throw Philly in the mix... And the Orioles. Mm-hmm. And then, and the thing with the Phillies is exactly that, is it's like they were so close last year, you know, with the, and they didn't get it. Add Ohtani to the lineup that got you so close last year, and he can pitch for you.
So
maybe you go all in.
MLB.com article from yesterday, the 10 teams that need Ohtani the most. Their the number Royals? One is the Rays. for a lot, like we talked about, you know, the adding the horses and
getting over them.
It's the one thing they've not had. And all these years, they've been a good baseball team.
Their number two is Phillies, Yankees.
Yankees may not make the playoffs.
Braves.
And if I'm the Yankees, Dodgers. I don't make that deal unless I think I'm going to make the playoffs.
Reds.
They are always thinking.
But this is me, I get it, not necessarily.
It's the first time they've been in last place since 94, though.
And they're still six games above 500. Four games above 500, something like that.
But they're still in last place, and that's all that matters.
They would.
Because fuck them.
They would lead the Central by one game.
Yeah.
One game.
Yeah.
So, interesting.
It is. When's the deadline? What's our the date that we need to circle to go?
August 1st. Holy shit. That's 2 weeks from yesterday.
Not quite 2 weeks away, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Should be some fun and exciting times with baseball before we start talking about football.
Hey, training camp started.
Yep, that's going to be right there.
Yeah, because so far the trading has been kind of, it's still kind of far out.
Yeah,
it's
typical.
Although there was a trade today, the Orioles acquired a pitcher from the A's.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That moved the needle.
Shintaro Fujinami.
So they thought they were getting Ohtani. But they ordered him off Wish.
Timu.
Timu. It's Timu now. It's not Wish.
You're not.
What the fuck is wrong with you, dude?
You're not Ohtani.
All right, let's. You're gonna be starting pitching tonight,
and you're gonna play left field tomorrow.
What? Through his translator.
Which he also got off Timu.
What?
I'm glad this is not on tape or video.
What?
Fucking Godzilla.
Like an old Godzilla movie.
I have never been a starting pitcher.
Hashtag overdub. Fuck this shit.
Stop it.
Overdub.
Oh no.
That's how bad it's got.
There goes Tokyo.
Go, go, Ohtani. Oh, you can do a parody song. Oh, no, they say he's got to go.
That was great.
Go, go, Ohtani.
Thank you.
That was so well played.
Why did you guys get us down this rabbit hole?
It was his fault.
I know.
I blame Max.
Well, I'm blaming him.
Yeah.
So, Fujinami has a 3.26 ERA with 20 strikeouts since the start of June. So that's, he's, you know, turned it around. So that's why.
That's not bad, actually.
No, yeah. That's solid.
Yeah, he's no Ohtani, but I guess that'll work.
For the Orioles, that'll work for now.
Yeah.
And he's on a 1-year contract, so they still have nobody under contract for next year.
The Orioles?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Oakland doesn't fun. Either, so it doesn't really matter, right?
Oakland doesn't have a city for next year.
For next year.
They just got that one guy, that pitcher, don't they?
No, that Brent Rooker.
Yeah. He used to be here.
He's an outfielder.
Outfielder.
Yeah. Oh. Their lone all-star that actually was deserving of being in the all-star.
Yeah.
Yep.
He was actually good.
But for Salvador Perez, he would have been more deserving than any other Royal that could have gone.
If he was on our team.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Pretty much. All right. Anything else?
I think that about does it.
Yeah, I think we beat that horse to death.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Give us
I don't know. Maybe Matt's got another racist comment.
Oh, culturally insensitive.
That's what it is. It's not
on
racist.
The next episode of Fourth and Long, we will have
racial sensitivity training for Matt.
Yeah.
God.
Start by watching Godzilla and Bruce Lee movies.
And parody songs about trading Ohtani set to Blue Oyster Cult.
Oh.
You done?
I'm done.
Done.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm good. Dude, D-U-N done.
Okay, tune in next time.
Later.